Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? Happy Thirsty Thursday. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, the old school crew today. We're coming at you live from 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Sorry for fumbling over my words. Just fumbled over this breaking news that my man Dan Mullen is back in the building, of all places. You got to mind Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen has, we'll get to Bill Belichick because it's interesting. I have a comparison to Bill Belichick. That is, well, it depends on how Bill Belichick does, but his relationship with his pro players is definitely all on those lines. And but anyways, Dan Mullen left college because he said he didn't want to recruit, pretty much. Had a great gig on TV, real easy, right? Decides to take the job at UNLV. Of all places.
The Rams. Right?
You're not associated with a I mean, he's probably thinking I could, or you compete with Boise and that's it, right?
But Boise's going to the Pac-12.
Maybe he thinks, he thinks he's in there?
I don't know.
That's just an interesting job for him to take.
UNLV, on the one hand, you've got to really recruit. It's not a football power, not a hotbed at all. But on the other hand, does Vegas sell itself for college kids? It sells itself for pro athletes.
Well, I think if you could get some help NIL wise, and then you have Bishop Gorman there to where you could pluck, say, maybe a couple of developmental players and maybe get a big recruit and kind of, you know, really, really pad the pockets with NIL. And let's face it, if Dan Mullen does it really well in the next couple of years, he's going to be going to a bigger spot. But it's just interesting that you leave the confines of the studio, getting paid handsomely, had a good gig. Was actually pretty good, you know.
Does it make more sense for Bill Belichick to take North Carolina or Dan Mullen to take UNLV?
Man, well, it doesn't make any sense either way. Now, I think it makes more sense for Bill Belichick to take UNC. So it's a great lead in there, Austin, my partner extraordinaire. Is, you know, I started thinking about Bill Belichick. Why would he do it? And it just, first of all, what you have to understand, and that was funny thing. I was just talking to a college player about this. I said, listen, this is how you handle your business. This is one mistake I think I made in my career. I probably made a few, but one big mistake I wish I could, if I could ever just reel one back, was probably how I handled the Buffalo situation in the media. And I just said to him, I said, listen, coaches in the NFL, as we've seen, they'll be around a lot longer than players. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can be very petty, hold grudges, right? So forth and so on. No matter what you think, just or what you really feel, always just, you know, keep it above board. And I wasn't too bad about it or anything like that. I just, you know, probably it was the rival playing Buffalo and all that. It was too fresh and stuff. If we would have played Buffalo a year or two later, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But, you know, I didn't know what I, you know, what, you know, I didn't know anything. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I wasn't just caught up in the moment, but I just blame it on my agent as far as not, you know, being able to tell me what to say. But the reason why I'm saying it is, saying this is because Bill Belichick's made a lot of money. He's the greatest NFL coach, or one of the greatest coaches of all time, and obviously the greatest coach ever, you know, as of right now in the NFL, 6 Super Bowls. But ownership, the owners who own the league, who run the league, who have, you know, a lot of them are buying these NFL teams as like little, like we would buy a PlayStation 5. literally. I mean, yeah, this is passive income for them. It's investment and all that. They hold tighter. They are, you know, tighter than people really, you know, because for you to get, it's like the NBA, what was it, Sterling, to get kicked out of, like, Daniel Snyder, you literally have to try harder.
And it's not your first strike.
It's like five or six. You're in double digits.
Yeah.
As long as you don't cross certain lines. And we've seen it with Sterling, right? We saw it, right? And then once it started to come to fruition, they tried to give him an easy exit path, then they just forced him out. You saw it with Dan Snyder. Once he started saying, hey, I'm going to drop all the secrets on all these other owners, they were like, hey, dude, pump the brakes now.
Hey, no. Okay, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey, okay, hey, this hey, is, hey, whoa, man.
You're going to get kicked out of the Billionaires Club. We're going to pay you to leave. Here's why it's very important. This is where I think with Bill Belichick, how he ended up in North Carolina. Even though when you're winning, they will deal with that stuff. They will be silent. As Robert Kraft, right? He's okay, right? About Super Bowl IV, and when he tried to trade Tom Brady and keep Jimmy Garoppolo, everything changed for him. Everything changed for Bill Belichick while he was at New England, while he was the head coach at New England. He didn't have as much power. His moves, even though, like, remember they would draft guys in the first round, they end up being bust. They were looked upon differently. He was graded differently as far as his GM. You know, GM. He was also graded differently as far as his assistant coaches going on and being head coaches. When they failed, it was on him.
Yeah.
It started to reflect bad on him. Now let's take it a step further. Robert Kraft, there's about 4 or 5 owners that are the dudes in the NFL.
It's Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. It's Jerry Jones, number one.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft, number two. Rooney's.
Yeah.
So those are the top, like, those are like the, those
for the,
are
for
those
the Giants.
Mr. Mark. Those are like that's the mafia. Those are the four mafia bosses. But very closely is Woody Johnson.
With the Jets.
Very, okay. Very close. Okay. So when you think about it, all those guys are tight. Mm-hmm. Kraft, Jerry Jones, Woody Johnson. You got to think, when he went sour with Robert Kraft, his homeboy Woody Johnson was like, this is the time. We are going to get payback.
Well, he was already sour with Woody.
Right, because of how he left the Jets. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's where it started. But then Robert Kraft said, listen, I need a coach, right? We got to do right because Bill Parcells left. Mm-hmm. It went way better than he originally thought. You got to think, he was up there forever and they dominated the league.
Right.
But they never forget. They never forget. And then they brought in the new age guy, mm-hmm. Arthur Blank.
Right.
The new one. Mm-hmm. And said, this is how we do things. And how we do things is how you're going to do with Bill Belichick. And then it was over from there. And then I think he felt like he would never be able to coach a team. And I think he weighed the risk of the quick hook. Uh-huh. The quick hook with him would have just spread throughout the league. It's crazy that I wouldn't say lost respect, but they felt like he was actually too good of a coach to go certain places. And they wouldn't respect what he did.
There's a lot of levels to that. Let's start with Arthur Blank, right? Like the only guy in the last hiring cycle to give Bill Belichick multiple interviews.
The second one. Yeah, it was about to hire him.
Was about to. But then it makes you wonder what changed his mind or who changed his mind.
Robert Kraft.
Jerry Jones. A lot of talk about Mike McCarthy. Is he the guy? Jerry Jones comes out and says, yeah, we're looking at giving Mike McCarthy an extension.
Yeah.
Is that a Robert Kraft thing? Is that motivated by that? Is that Jerry Jones's way of sticking up for his boys?
Oh yeah,
in ownership ranks by saying, obviously, Belichick is the best option available for us, but I can't hire him. I'm going to do right by Robert Kraft, by Woody Jones, and by Arthur Blank and those guys. Whatever. Interesting to consider. In the ESPN article I read about all of this too, Jay, Belichick did exactly what you're saying, right? Read the writing on the wall. I'm not getting another NFL job. It's too political. Brother, welcome to college football. It's all political. It's the same thing, but it's a different game for Bill Belichick. So even if it's the same politics, Bill Belichick comes in as an outsider, as the new thing, the shiny toy. So there's still going to be politics, but they're going to affect Bill Belichick differently in college football than they would have in the NFL.
And these, in the politics in the NFL is different than law. I guess we'll call them laws in college. You know, where you got the revenue sharing.
Yeah.
You can't manipulate the salary cap and all that. You can't negotiate hard with players. You can't show up at Jay Foreman's living room like, yeah, you know, you want this, but we only think you're worth this. We really don't want you because we're going to go get off. That you can't do it. So it's actually Bill Belichick needed North Carolina because he still wants to coach, because he had a great career that he was starting to, you know, flourish in, what he, you know, with in media, but he still wanted to coach. So if he really wanted to coach, he almost got passively shunned by the NFL. This is just my opinion. Now he's at college where he needed college. College, North Carolina need him. And here's also the caveat. And I have a ton of respect for it, but it's almost like a fresh.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New, it's like a completely blank canvas for him. So he's going to have total control. He's also smart enough to know that he can't operate the same. He's also smart enough to understand that he's extremely motivated, because he's going to try to dominate for a short period of time. It's actually a 5-year contract. It's three with a two option. And he's going to give them the last, you know what, to show you that I'm the dude. And also, this is what's funny about that article or articles. They referenced, since COVID, he only made the playoffs once. They referenced more about what he did recently in the, as an NFL coach, than anything he did in the previous 17 or 20 some years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That lets you know who's writing it. Now, also, here comes the comparison. Here's the comparison. Based on, if you listen to, it was funny. I forget who it was that told me that Tom Brady never got cussed out. They obviously, I told him, it was like, Google. Well, here's based on his relation, when you hear Tom Brady, who's the greatest quarterback of all time, talk about that.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever. Doubtful. Anyways, Tom Brady's relationship with Bill Belichick, Julian Edelman, Matt Light, you remember him, the offensive tackle, Slater, who just retired,
special teams guru,
and his dad's Jackie Slater. So highly respected guys. And McCourty twins, everybody that talked, now they can talk freely. Teddy Bruschi and all that. And if you just really, really listen to what they were saying, there wasn't a lot of personal relationships right now. Mm-hmm. You know who that is? You know exactly who that is. Before Bill Belichick, take Vince Lombardi out of it. Who did everybody think was the best coach of all time in the NFL before Bill Belichick? Probably a little bit before your time.
Are you thinking Shula?
No. It's after Shula. Shula had the wins, but I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Walsh. Four Super Bowls.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? Coached the greatest quarterback of all time up until Brady and Manny. Yeah, right?
Thank
you. And he coached and drafted and developed the greatest player of all time.
Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm. He drafted Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much
brought him from USFL.
But then ushered out Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All that had soured relationships with Roger Craig, with Ronnie Lott, with iconic players. Charles Haley talks freely about not having a relationship with him. Dwight Clark did. And then what happened? He went to college, to Stanford, of all places. A program at that time, I think, was more known for their Olympic sports and baseball.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then there you go. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is North Carolina known for? Basketball, soccer, obviously football, you know, a little bit lower in the totem pole. So now you try to start over. But one of the main things, solid relationship with iconic players. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to college and try our thing. It worked out so decently for Bill Walsh. He had a lot of really good players. Obviously, he got Scott Frost originally out of here. Now Bill Bell, I'm telling you, it's coming back again.
And that's ironic, too, because Tom Brady's team growing up was the 49ers.
Yep.
So there's another full circle moment. One other thing from that ESPN article stood out to me with you saying that specifically. One of the confidants of Bill Belichick told ESPN, I think Bill thinks this landscape is better for him, more transactional and less relational. In his mind, this is better for him. And here's the thing, Jay. Here's the thing. I'm willing to believe that, right? College football is arguably getting more transactional with the business end, with NIL, right? Yeah. But what's the line? NFL is always a business. But at the end of the day, doesn't it always come down to relationships? How did Nebraska just land Williams-Nuorney? Relationships.
Yeah.
How did Nebraska probably officially land Cortez Mills? Relationships. How did Nebraska land Dylan Raiola? Relationships.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It is equally transactional and relational.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you weight one a little heavier than the other. They're the same transactions in college football now as there have been in the NFL.
Yep.
But college football, what is recruiting about? Matt Rhule said it today. Coaches will tell you, recruiting is about relationships.
Yeah.
So I would tell Bill Belichick, you can't just say it's not about relationships and it's just about transactions in college.
Right.
How do you funnel kids to schools? Relationships.
Yeah.
That's been what it's always been. But again, the key for Bill Belichick is it's new relationships. One that don't have the stigma or the stain of 20, 30 years of history in the NFL.
Right. Yeah, so he's able to kind of start over. I think what he means, or what he, I think what I'm assuming he meant was there won't be as emotional attachment, which I don't even think Bill Belichick ever was like emotionally attached to any players. He used actually the Bill Walsh and Ron Wolf type of mentality of trade a guy 2 or 3 years early, pretty much you get rid of guys anytime that you feel like it or whenever everybody's tradable.
Peak of their value.
You're right. And, or just get rid of them. Yeah. And, you know, and so I think one of the things that he's going to have to really, really, really work on, you're going to have relationship, guys. You're going to have to be very, very in the moment. I am going to have a great relationship with you as long as you're on my team. And he has to make sure I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to do the NIL is going to be fine and all that. Now, if you choose to leave, then I no longer can be emotionally attached to you. That's where I think he'll be successful. But if you think you're going to look at young kids as objects or transactional pieces,
chess pieces, it won't work.
You're going to have to invest in them in that point in time. And like we talked about in the crossover, you're still going to have guys you develop. So you're going to have to also have a relationship with those guys. Mm-hmm. But then also, you're going to have to, and I think he's going to lean hard on Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah.
As far as his relationships, I think, I'm assuming he would. I would if I was one of my best friends and confidants that it was going into coaching, to lessen that, to really be that ear for him. Mm-hmm. To introduce him to maybe JUCO coaches or wherever they would find it and really make some inroads for him to make it a little bit easier transition. And also he has to put together a really good staff, but he's going to have to compromise or adjust some of his mindset coming into college. He's going to have to be a little bit more forthcoming and I guess excitable in his interviews. He's going to have to, because look, you're getting interviewed 2 or 3 times in a way, beginning of the week and the end of the week. And then you're getting interviewed before the game, you know, and then you're getting interviewed at halftime. And of course, after half, you're not going to be able to get up there and mumble your way through it, or you will get destroyed in by social media.
I know we got to go to break, but really quick, I think it's going to be interesting to see how he navigates that line. When do I need to be transactional with the roster? When do I need to be relational to keep a key piece around or schmooze with a boost or whatever it is? But no matter what Bill Belichick says or Tom Brady says, Jay, I will never believe that there was not some sort of emotional connection between Belichick and Brady. Maybe it was Stockholm Syndrome that kept Brady around or kept Belichick with Brady, whatever it was. Yeah. But Bill Belichick probably didn't want to trade Tom Brady. But the rational, hard, cold part of his brain,
he wanted to trade Tom Brady.
Wanted to trade him. But emotionally, yeah. Bill Belichick would never admit it. It was harder than he thought it was going to be to want to trade Tom Brady. There has to be some emotion behind that. I don't think Bill Belichick would admit it, but there's no way there wasn't either emotion of this really sucks, but I know it's the right thing to do, or screw Tom, he's getting all the credit. I need him shipped out, so it goes back.
I think it was more the latter, because the reason why I say that is because he traded Lawyer Malloy, who was just as loved and beloved, and he was nowhere near on the decline. He cut him the week of the game.
Cold-blooded.
Hey,
yeah,
nice to see you. I saw you yesterday, but guess what? You gone.
See ya.
Yeah. But I also think sometimes when you go along a path together and it's working great, and then you should know as the quarterback of the team, his star is going to start rising, and things will change. Well, Bill Belichick naturally so didn't like it and felt like it was a good opportunity. Maybe he thought this was the end of their magical run. Well, it wasn't, because you know what happened during that time that you were kind of forced and handcuffed by keeping Tom Brady?
Win another Super Bowl.
The winning two more Super Bowls, because the coaching in the NFL got worse.
Yeah.
So it was like
you waited everyone else out.
Yeah, you waited everybody else out, and by the new crop of coaches, really, really watered down the league. So that's how I view it. I think he will be successful. I'm hoping that he is, because I think, you know, he's been a great coach, personality or whatever, whether you like it, love it or hate it. I think he's done more good, for the league. And I think he will surprise people though. I think he will surprise people. You know, I don't think he's going to do about face and be like totally like chummy, but I think he will surprise people. Cause I think he's actually, I wouldn't say be more relaxed. I think he's going to be more calculated and understands the landscape. Nick Saban can do it. Anybody can do it. He won't be Nick, but he should try to be and be somewhere in between, because I think he has more personality than people give him credit for. But we'll take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.